Senator Menendez isn't the only ally of President Obama who's been critical of the Iran deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu actively lobbied against the agreement before it was made, after he called the deal a historic mistake. It's far from the first time the Israeli and American leaders have clashed. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this look back at their rocky relationship.
Barack Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu took charge of their countries within a few months of each other. They were hardly a matched pair. Obama comes from the political left, Netanyahu from the right. Obama was relatively new to politics, Netanyahu a veteran. Obama spent part of his childhood in Indonesia, and his absent father was Muslim. Netanyahu was born to Jewish parents in Tel Aviv. Obama's first Mideast trip did nothing to dispel Netanyahu's fears. The president stopped in Saudi Arabia and Egypt, not Israel. In Cairo, he said this to huge applause.
The United States does not accept the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlements.
10 days later, Netanyahu struck back with a speech in Jerusalem, speaking here through an interpreter about settlements in Gaza.
We uprooted tens of settlements and evicted thousands of Israelis from their home. And in response, we received a hail of missiles on our cities, towns, and children.
That speech was 2009. Early in 2010, as Vice President Joe Biden visited Jerusalem, Netanyahu's government unveiled plans for new settlements. Newspapers called it a humiliation, and Biden was furious.
The decision by the Israeli government to advance planning for new housing units in East Jerusalem undermines that very trust, the trust that we need right now in order to begin as well as produce a profitable negotiation.
Later that month, Netanyahu came to Washington. The White House did not release a photo of the Oval Office meeting, which offended the Israelis. A year later at the White House, with cameras rolling, Netanyahu offered Obama a public lecture, rejecting Obama's statement that peace negotiations would have to begin with Israel's 1967 borders.
Remember that before 1967, Israel was all of 9 miles wide, half the width of the Washington Beltway. And these were not the boundaries of peace. They were the boundaries of repeated wars.
In late 2011, a hot mic at a global summit picked up France's president telling Obama, "I cannot bear Netanyahu. He's a liar." Obama replied, "I have to deal with him even more often than you." Through all of this, Israeli and American officials insisted that the relationship between the two allies was strong as ever. And there's more than a little truth to that, says Mitchell Bard. He runs the American-Israeli Cooperative Enterprise, which encourages educational and business ties between the countries.
There really is no relationship other than maybe Great Britain as strong and as deep as the one between the United States and Israel. So when you have these disagreements at the level of the president and the prime minister, it certainly is unpleasant, but it doesn't affect the basic relationship, which is based on shared values and shared interests.
The unpleasantness continued through the 2012 presidential campaign.
One of the strongest voices is that of your prime minister, my friend Benjamin Netanyahu.
Netanyahu and Mitt Romney worked together at a Boston consulting firm in the 1970s and remained friends ever since.
I met with him earlier this morning, and I look forward to my family joining with his this evening.
Romney visited Israel during the campaign. Early this year, President Obama made his first trip there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The visit went smoothly, and it seemed to be a sign that the relationship was improving. But then came the Iran breakthrough this past weekend and Netanyahu's defiant response.
What was concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake.
Netanyahu insists that the deal does not prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and that Israel reserves the right to defend itself. And this time the conflict may be more than just a clash of personalities, says former Congressman Robert Wexler. He now runs the S. Daniel Abraham Center for Mideast Peace.
Most Israelis have a historical fear that is not all that removed in terms of the destruction in Europe and the several wars that the Arab nations have launched against Israel. So this isn't a game of playfulness or simple jockeying between two men.
It's a debate that could change the arc of history, and neither leader fully trusts the other. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.